This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I hope you're having a great weekend, and we're here to provide you with some health information, news that you can use, things that can make you and your family feel better and stay healthy, especially amid the current climate of fear about COVID-19. We've got lots of stuff to share with you during today's program. Of course, we're going to talk about the pandemic. We're also going to share with you numerous stories including a breakthrough in pain treatment based on a natural ingredient, also a warning about cloth masks, how to make them safer and more effective, and an amazing study suggesting that eating fish can make your kid smarter. 877-726-8255 is our number if you want to get in on the action with a question or a comment. Just tell us how you're doing out there, some of the things that you're doing to stay well and healthy. 877-726-TALK. We got lots of calls to share with you today. And this is an amazing story. Seldom is a national story so in the wheelhouse of Intelligent Medicine, because this program is all about nutrition and how diet, lifestyle, exercise, supplements can have an impact on your health. And it's a call to action by the prestigious Federal Nutrition Research Advisory Group. That's a fancy-sounding name, but it's a coalition of 10 health groups within the United States. They joined together to issue, just this week, this came out on Monday, an urgent call to action entitled Strengthening National Nutrition Research, Rationale and Options for a New Coordinated Federal Research Effort and Authority. It's published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And here's a story on it by Gisela Crespo of CNN. America's poor diet isn't just bad for us, it's now considered a threat to national security. The article goes on to say that diet-related diseases are a growing burden on the United States economy, worsening health disparities, and impacting national security, according to this white paper published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They say that poor nutrition is the leading cause of illnesses in the United States. Unhealthy diets kill more than 500,000 people each year. 46% of adults in the country have an overall poor quality diet. Children, that number goes up to 56%. Meanwhile, we're throwing more money at the problem. U.S. healthcare spending has nearly tripled from 1979 to 2018. Just imagine that, because we were aware that diet was a problem in 1979. I was around that. I was very much interested in integrative medicine. That's when I started medical school. I started a nutrition study group in medical school back in 1979. And during that time, during the span of my medical career, because I became a doctor in the early 1980s, U.S. healthcare spending has nearly tripled. It's gone from about 7% of our gross domestic product, our GDP, to an astonishing 17.7% of our GDP. And these increases in health spending, according to this Wright paper, affect government budgets, the competitiveness of the U.S. private sector, and workers' wages. And also, there are a lot of diet-related health disparities that disproportionately affect minority, rural, and low-income communities. And this is a big problem because, it, you know, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, the healthy get healthier. They're doing yoga and going to gyms and eating high-quality organic food. And yeah, okay. But when it comes to population disparities, there are major barriers to healthy food access and proper nutrition, according to this white paper. They say, and I'm quoting, poor diets lead to a harsh cycle of lower academic achievement in school, lost productivity at work, increased chronic disease risk, increased out-of-pocket health costs, and poverty for the most vulnerable Americans. And we're seeing that in spades when it comes to our current COVID-19 pandemic. It is something that has hit the poor and the disadvantaged with incredible fury. And there really is a disparity in terms of vulnerability. They say that these diet-related illnesses are harming the readiness of the U.S. military and the budgets of the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs are being strained. You know, the VA hospitals have to deal with a lot of illness, and their expenses are compounded by the poor diets of a lot of American vets. 71% of people between the ages of 17 and 24 do not qualify for military service. Wow. They don't pass their physicals. They're 4F. With obesity being the leading medical disqualifier, the paper said, citing numbers from a 2018 report. So what do they propose? The paper's authors called for expansion of federal investment in nutrition science. They want to create an Office of the National Director of Food and Nutrition, or a new U.S. Task Force on Federal Nutrition Research, in order to improve coordination within the agencies that budget for research on this topic. They also call for, quote, accelerating and strengthening nutrition research within the National Institutes of Health by creating a new National Institute of Nutrition. Here's a quote from Dr. Darius Mozafarian. He's co-author of the paper. And he's also dean of the John Mayer Professor of Nutrition at the Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy at Tufts University. He says, every day our country suffers massive health, social, and economic costs of poor diets. He called for a major national effort to address current nutrition challenges, generating the science to rapidly treat and prevent diet-related diseases, improve health equity, increase population resilience to COVID-19 and future pandemics. Yeah, that's an important theme because we've been hit hard. And in just a few moments, I'm going to tackle the question, why did the U.S. get hit so hard with coronavirus? And yes, our diets have something to do with it. And this is a major call to action for strengthening national nutrition research. We really need to get on the stick to improve the health of Americans and not only stem the tide of the deadly toll of COVID-19, but also the pandemic of diet-related degenerative diseases, diseases that afflict millions of Americans every year. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take some of your phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we have a caller on line one with a question about Accutane. What's your question, please?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi.
So I recently heard about Accutane by means of a dermatologist. I went to see my primary care, reached out to my gynecologist because I had concerns because of some increased acne that I've been experiencing since the late part of March. I was considering possibly because of the fact we're in the pandemic and I work in a healthcare institution, and so I have to utilize a mask quite often as that being a possible indicator.
Oh, yeah. But it definitely can make acne worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I entertained that idea to the dermatologist. She pretty much passed it off as not really being a contributing factor. So I had mentioned to her that I have, you know, utilize some prescribed regimens. I've used Tazorac, Tretinoin. I've used azelaic acid. I've used a line called PCA recently. I've met with an esthetician who advised that. I've done just over-the-counter treatments as well, but nothing has really gotten to the point where my acne is at a controllable level. So when I met with a dermatologist, they had introduced this idea of Accutane. I went on the website. I noticed that you had some thoughts concerning it as well. When I mentioned to them, is there any other solution that they could entertain? Anything, if it's dietary, if it's an allergy, whatever the case may be, that doesn't go the route of Accutane necessarily, they pretty much were at the same point of saying, it's Accutane, that's your ultimate solution. But my concern is, I didn't have acne to this level throughout the entire time of my childhood. It's only been more evident in the last 3 months. So I've done testing, they've done blood work, they've done a pelvic ultrasound, thinking possibly it's a correlation with PCOS, and then they determined last week that that's not the case. But same thing, we're at the same level where they feel that Accutane is the appropriate treatment for me. So
yeah, ask you a couple of questions. First of all, how old are you, please?
Mm-hmm. So I'm 35.
Okay. So, and what is your height and weight? If you don't mind my asking?
I'm 4'11", 217 pounds.
Okay, that could be germane to this because according to the ultrasound, you don't have PCOS, but you may have metabolic PCOS. PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and individuals who are carrying extra weight, women in particular, tend to have dysregulated hormones. One of the ways to address that is with diet. And, you know, I'm just surprised that nowhere along this pathway did anybody say, okay, you know, what about a low-carb diet? What about looking at the oil composition of your diet, less in the way of polyunsaturated omega-6 oils and more in the way of omega-3 fatty acids. You know, you certainly would be a candidate for a diet modification to have an impact. This certainly could be, there could be a dietary element. I mean, certain supplements are helpful. Vitamin A, which, as you know, is, you know, what Accutane is. But, you know, it has the same side effects as Accutane. You know, Accutane can have mood effects. It can cause skin irritation and redness. It can also cause joint problems. It's also associated with a higher risk of ulcerative colitis. I've seen many ulcerative colitis patients who I'm convinced Accutane was a trigger for their inflammatory bowel disease. So it's a nasty drug. In an extreme instance, nothing, you know, everything fails and, you know, you're a young person who is tragically scarred with acne, okay, maybe Accutane, but I would use Accutane as a real last resort. And, you know, since you shared with me that you're carrying extra weight, diet has really got to be a part of that strategy. So what are you eating typically? Are you paying any attention to your dietary intake? I mean, you're working as a health professional. It's a stressful job. Sometimes the food, the eating it opportunities is. Are not great.
And, sorry. Right, exactly. Sorry. So oftentimes the easy resort is to utilize fast food or snacking. So, yeah. Of course, there's room for improvement as well regarding that. And they've acknowledged as well, too, that I've had some weight loss since the last time I've seen them. I've lost about 20, 25 pounds as well, too. So that, you know, they commended me on that and asked about certain regimens that I'm doing. And I mentioned that I've incorporated more exercise. I've utilized intermittent fasting.
And that could be helpful. All those things could make a difference.
You know, yeah. But it's just substantial. Even though
where are you calling from? What area of the country?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Okay, so you know there are probably a lot of nutritionally oriented practitioners there who are familiar with something like the paleo diet. There's actually a good study by Dr. Lauren Cordain, one of the originators of the paleo diet. Precisely on the subject is what happens when you take folks who have acne and you put them on a very strict paleo diet. That's no grains. That's no dairy products. That's no modern processed foods, no sugar. And they eat, you know, vegetables and protein. Some carbohydrates are permitted, but not in the form of grains. And the results are very remarkable. There's a there's eradication of acne in some cases. I've seen it, or reduction in the severity of acne. So that might be an approach that, you know, if you work with a nutritionally oriented professional in your area, they can introduce you to, and that can make a difference. All right. Definitely. Okay. Look, there's a big, big, big dimension, of nutrition when it comes to dermatological problems. And a little later in the program, we'll talk about, skin aging and wrinkling. And the impact of diet on skin. There's a lot to be said about that. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we're going to talk about why is it that the U.S. got hit so hard with coronavirus? What makes us so vulnerable? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farms Liquid Turmeric with Liposome Technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we welcome your calls and your comments. So we're in the midst of a second wave of coronavirus cases in parts of the country that previously had evaded it. Now we're seeing a lot of cases, lots of cases in California, lots of cases in Texas, Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and it kind of has defied the prediction that it was just going to go away or that warmer weather would dissipate it. And the death toll has now exceeded over 140,000 in this country. And that leads the world, which is kind of interesting because we're not the most populous country in the world. When news of the novel respiratory virus broke in February and March, you know, who could have predicted that the United States would eventually lead the world in deaths? It was anticipated that China, with its packed cities and 1.4 billion inhabitants, would experience the brunt of its own homegrown pandemic. And it was going to kill hundreds of thousands of Chinese, but it was, you know, like previous bouts of, say, SARS or the flu, it was going to be an Asian phenomenon. Or alternatively, the inhabitants of the lesser developed world in countries like India, Brazil, Nigeria, and Indonesia, where there are, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions and billions of people living in conditions of poverty and with poor medical care, they appeared ripe for a deadly toll. But that didn't happen. While much of the world has been hard hit, no country's been spared, and other nations may be catching up, or they may be minimizing statistics. We don't even know in some cases what's happening in countries like Russia or China. Are they being really truthful? The U.S. still leads the world with over 140,000 deaths. So what happened? Why have we been so uniquely vulnerable? And it's a complex question. Some would blame our uneven response to the virus. At first, we downplayed the danger, and then we responded with harsh restrictions, which were applied kind of randomly and unevenly and controversially. You know, we're a messy democracy. We lack the centralized authority of more tyrannical regimes. So contact tracing, that wasn't going to be very effective, where people carry around cell phones that send out signals when they've been in contact with people who have COVID-19. Americans resist government diktats. So there's a little axiom that we all learned in high school science class. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Remember that? It's a simple physics. So while New York, New Orleans, Washington State, and other hotspots got slammed early this spring, the rest of the country was subjected to draconian stay-at-home orders, but hardly a case was recorded in flyover country, which undermined citizens' faith in the wisdom of the universal quarantine. And you can only keep people sequestered for so long. It's just basic psychology and social science. It's human nature to seek out contact and resume normal activities of daily living. And think about the plight of younger Americans. They appear to be the vanguard of the current second wave. After months of staying isolated, compounded by school closings, they were champing at the bit to go to parties and bars and protests and demonstrations, especially when warmer weather set in. And There's been a lot of inconsistent messaging about the viral threat, and that has undermined confidence in government strictures. For many, masking and social distancing became synonymous with authoritarian overreach. It seemed like submission, these stay-at-home orders. People in relatively lightly affected areas that are now experiencing a lot of COVID-19 cases were ready for a jailbreak, which may, in retrospect, have been premature. And parts of the country that had successfully eluded the pandemic became virgin territory for the novel virus. Here in New York, very few cases, but perhaps that's because so many people have already been exposed to it, even inadvertently exposed, because there have been a lot of asymptomatic cases where people may have developed immunity and not even noticed that they were sick. But in addition to our response to the virus, because let's face it, no country's response to the virus has been perfect. The unpredictability of the virus has stymied even the most disciplined public health responses in smaller countries with more government controls. Are there other reasons why Americans are uniquely vulnerable? And I really think there are. And you know, I mentioned earlier that the Federal Nutrition Advisory Group just issued a white paper which calls into question Americans' fitness. And they said this: more Americans are sick than are healthy, largely from rising diet-related illnesses. These conditions create tremendous strains on productivity and healthcare costs and health disparities and military readiness. But specifically, they say the coronavirus disease outbreak has further laid bare these strains, including food insecurity, major diet-related comorbidities for poor outcomes from COVID-19, such as diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. And they point out that we lead the world in overweight. That's a key comorbidity for COVID-19. And according to an NHANES study, even if American adults aren't suffering from overt diabetes, a mere 12% of us meet stringent requirements for metabolic fitness. And there are a ton of studies that are coming out showing that even borderline elevations in hemoglobin A1C, which a lot of Americans have, they have so-called pre-diabetes. Their doctors don't even bother to tell them about it because they'll wait till they have full-blown diabetes, then do something. Probably 5 to 10 times more Americans have these borderline elevations in hemoglobin A1C than have been formally diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And studies now say that for every 0.1 elevation in hemoglobin A1C, even within the normal range, your risk for coming down with a severe case of COVID-19 or dying is increased. Here's another thing that Americans do a lot. Americans take a lot of powerful acid blockers. These are the so-called proton pump inhibitors. Probably upwards of 30 million Americans rely on them to quell heartburn symptoms. We don't even know how many people take them because some of it's by prescription, but now they're available over the counter, so people pop them all the time. And PPIs alter the balance of microorganisms in the digestive tract, and it turns out that they may impair natural resistance. Studies are showing that people who take them are more vulnerable to the coronavirus. And here's another clue about this. That again points to the importance of the microbiome. A fascinating study that I shared with you last week sought to correlate COVID-19 deaths in different countries and regions with the frequency of consumption of fermented vegetables like kimchi and unpasteurized sauerkraut. In a lot of countries of the world, poorer countries, that's the only means by which you can preserve food. It's less in the way of refrigeration. And that's how they consume, you know, they get some fresh vegetables, but also a lot of their foods are fermented. And researchers overlaid a map of COVID-19 deaths with a map of unpasteurized vegetable, fermented vegetable consumption, and they found there was a perfect match. So our microbiomes are messed up by such modern innovations as antibiotics, ultra-processed foods, lack of breastfeeding, even fluoridation may change the microbiome. And exercise is a factor, too. Americans are increasingly sedentary relative to other countries. Automation has displaced physical labor. And screen activities take up an ever greater tranche of our time. Nearly 30% of American adults report no physical exercise in addition to their normal activity associated with work. Then there's the issue of chemical exposure, U.S. citizens having among the world's highest body burdens of pesticides and herbicides, industrial toxins, and questionable food additives. And these have unforeseen immunosuppressive effects. Also, the way we handle our seniors in this country, whereas seniors remain in multi-generational households in other parts of the world, and often lead meaningful lives as respected elder members of the community. Here, many are warehoused in nursing homes, which are virtual petri dishes for infectious disease propagation. Many are frail, poorly nourished, and metabolically unfit. The rates of diabetes and hypertension and chronic kidney disease are astronomical among these people in nursing homes. They're sitting ducks for opportunistic viruses. And, you know, yes, there's poverty here and inequitable access to medical care, but it's not just lack of medical care that explains why some third world countries are doing better than we are. They have much less medical care, worse medical care. They expend far less. Per capita, we spend more on healthcare than any other country in the world, but it hasn't yielded decisive dividends when it comes to COVID-19. So we got some homework to do to increase the resilience of Americans. We're waiting for a vaccine or some miracle medical breakthroughs to offer better treatment for COVID-19. Certainly those are in the pipeline. The coronavirus pandemic is a call to action to identify our specific vulnerabilities and to enhance our resilience. And that's what this report is all about. Our readiness is very poor. Our productivity is being affected. It's a national security issue because we can't find enough healthy military recruits to fill the ranks of our defense forces. But in addition, we're very vulnerable. We're vulnerable to illness because so many Americans are sick and poorly nourished. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that number is available to you 24/7, so you can call us on a Tuesday night if you got something on your mind, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. I go to Texas in the winter. Of course, I walk across to Mexico. I bought a good supply of hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. Just for no reason at all, we take a half a pill of hydroxychloroquine daily just to get it in our system. Wondering if that would possibly help keep the virus away, or if it's a good idea or not. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great question. And, of course, that was front and center a couple of months ago when President Trump unexpectedly announced that he was taking hydroxychloroquine for prevention. He wasn't sick, but he was taking it on the principle that it might fend off the coronavirus. And this is a highly controversial issue, and it's made more controversial by the fact that Trump endorsed it. Because, if you're against him, you're not for it. You know, and that actually sometimes applies and taints the interpretation of scientific research. There's a lot of information pro and con about hydroxychloroquine. In some studies, it has been shown not to be effective and even harmful. But actually, a couple of the studies which purported to show that had to be withdrawn from major medical journals because they were basically fake health news. They were poorly constructed studies, and the sources were questionable, and so the studies were withdrawn. But there probably are about two-thirds of the studies show that it's not helpful for treatment, with one-third of the studies showing that, yes, if given early, especially in combination with zinc and Z-Pak, which is what you obtained when you went down there to get your Mexican drugs. You know, this is not about the Mexican drug cartel. This is the fact that you can go to Mexico and get just about anything. You know, there's, you know, whole areas that are right across the border, and they're like shopping malls for medications. Many, many pharmacies, as far as the eyes can see, just to get medications that are cheaper in Mexico. The concern is about the quality of those medications, though, because they're less regulated. But should you take it for prevention? A big study in the New England Journal of Medicine back in June showed that there was no preventive benefit to taking it. On the other hand, there wasn't a lot of harm associated with taking it, and there have been a couple of studies that show that there's preventive benefits. And I bet you there's a fair proportion of health professionals who are right there on the front lines in the ICUs exposed to COVID-19, and they're taking it for prevention. You know, it's like, it may work. It's not that harmful. So why not? Personally, I haven't stockpiled any hydroxychloroquine. I haven't taken it or given it to family members during this pandemic. I think there are a lot more safe and helpful things in the natural realm, things like elderberry and quercetin, vitamin D, A, Z, A, C, zinc, selenium. I think you could build a better bulwark against coronavirus with these natural things than by taking a anti-malaria medication of questionable value. But, I'm still open to the possibility that studies will eventually show that if given at the right dose, at the right time, early in the infection, it can curtail the severity of the disease. I'm not standing with people who say it's worthless. It's one of those wackadoodle things that Trump has endorsed. That doesn't necessarily invalidate it. So let's be objective about it. If you're suffering from chronic pain, you might be taking some risky over-the-counter prescription anti-inflammatory drugs. Well, here's a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid turmeric liposome complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It's sourced and manufactured in the U.S. You don't have to go to Mexico to get it. This product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. It's plant-based curcumin that's used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. So for more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. The spelling is P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. And get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, those cloth face masks that people are wearing, they're improvising those little bandanas, or I've even seen people draping some underwear, you know, across their faces just so that they comply. You know, it's like, look, I'm wearing a mask. You know, I can go into the store, and, you know, it's everybody, I'm protected, you're protected. It's a mask, you know. Well, headline here, homemade face masks likely need at least two layers to curb COVID-19 spread. This is based on research by an Australian team that compared the effectiveness of single and double layer cloth face coverings with a three-ply surgical face mask. It turns out that you need at least two and three-ply cloth covering to replicate the benefits of a professional three-ply surgical face mask. So they conclude that a homemade cloth mask with at least two layers is preferable to a single layer mask. And guidelines should stipulate multiple layers if you're going to go that route. There's so many it's like a fashion statement these days, wearing a mask that matches your outfit, but they should be double layer. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.